Oh shit, we've been recording.
We have been recording.
Hi, we're gonna restart.
How about I do my intro and then you can say hi?
Well, how about you just delete all of this?
No!
And then...
Bloopers!
It's not a blooper, we had a bum on the phone.
Stop touching your hands, because you was doing...
Bro, I literally...
This, shaking the water bottle,
so
everything.
Fucking extra. Ayo.
Shake the water bottle.
This makes it to the fucking episode. One, fuck this nigga. Two, he's over-exaggerating.
I'm not.
And three, y'all heard that Birdman hand rub. It was fire.
No, it was the water bottle while I was introducing us. You were like...
Why didn't you offer me any water this time?
For that specific reason.
Wow.
Welcome back to another episode of AP Podcasting, and you're lucky.
Hold
you're
on.
Blessed.
One, ew. Two.
No, I'm not lucky. I'm another. Blessed.
Yes. Yes. We're not doing this shit again. Me.
We.
No.
You're welcome.
Just call everyone a fucking special guest. Like, it no longer makes them special.
Okay, so then you're not special anymore. So regular fucking second guest. Fuck off.
You're.
Okay.
Oh, are you saying my name? Should I say it? Hi. Hello. I'm back. Flo, a.k.a. Friendzone Flo, a.k.a. Lover Boy, a.k.a. Young Heartthrob, a.k.a. The Goat.
You almost just burped.
No, I feel like I shouldn't say this because it might be insensitive, but I promise it's not meant to be. I want my pronoun... Fuck, I
Your
can't
pronoun?
Talk to her. My pronouns to be that nigga slash... I had another one. Fuck. I'll come back to it.
Okay.
Is that is that insensitive?
We gonna find out.
Okay, fuck it. Y'all know where to find me. At me, nigga. Damn, what was my other pronoun? That nigga.
I be asking myself that all the time. when I'm filling out interview questions.
Fuck. Okay, anyways, I'm sorry. Hi, I'm back, guys.
Anyways, to close out February of 2021. I figured we didn't do any like Valentine's Day
Negro
or
History Month.
Exactly. We got two Negroes, one dark skin jungle bunny porch monkey.
They called Caribbean Velvet around here. That's what they call me. What'd your homeboy call me that one time? You know, on your snap, he said I was a chocolate statue. Come on, bro. Put some respect on my name.
Oh, my God.
You remember
God.
What I'm
and
talking
he got
about.
Blocked.
You put some respect on
and
my
he
name.
Got blocked.
Fucking
Anyways.
Chocolate statue, bitch. Caribbean Velvet. I'm out here.
Anyways, happy Black History Month. But that is not our topic, unfortunately. It should have been. But today we're going to be closing out
Valentine's month. Fuck it.
Yeah. Today we're going to be closing out February with some talk about relationships. And I am not the person to take a relationship advice from in any way, shape, or form.
You're in a loving relationship. I feel like you have something that
right.
you can give people, you know?
I can, but whether you should follow that advice is up to you completely.
If you don't think it's valid.
Okay. Well, it's been great talking to you all.
Now I need to know everything.
So another episode that we are going completely off script versus normal times where I have written like a loadout or something.
That nigga Flo don't need no scripts, bro. Off the fucking top. Off the dome.
He's still touching shit.
Oh my God. Sorry, I fucking...
You talk with your hands, which is not a good thing for a podcast because now all I hear is fucking... ASMR movements.
If I had a knife right now, I'd put it in his fucking neck.
If I had a dick.
Why are you moving your seat, bro? Why are you touching? Why are you existing
I
right
can
now?
Crop this out.
Why are you moving with your butt? Why are you talking with your butt?
The
huh?
gag is I can crop this. You can suck my dick.
Yeah, you know what? You can fucking crop every other word if I'm fucking
anyways,
moving my hand, fuckface.
Anyways, we're talking about relationships as a whole and what to do and what not to do in specific
situations.
Yeah. And relationships don't even have to be intimate. I'm talking about
friendships, all that shit.
Non-platonic, platonic.
Do you believe
open relationships, long distance
that
relationships?
People
I've done
have
them all.
Multiple soulmates in different aspects. Do you believe that?
I
shit?
Believe in soulmates. I don't know if I believe in multiple soulmates,
like
but
for
I also,
different reasons.
I think to me, like a soulmate, like you will never find a soulmate. That's just me.
This because, is why I no, want to have listen, a video for this listen. Podcast, because if y'all saw how offended I was by this Negro.
No, listen, I'm listening. Hear me I'm out. Listening. So you're telling me that it is possible out of 7 billion people in the world to find that your soulmate that was living down the street from you this whole time? Or someone you'd like, there, like, who's to say that your soulmate okay. isn't someone no, of the I completely opposite get you. Sex or same sex, speaks a different language, lives in a different place, or is Hold even on. Alive?
No, you're absolutely right. That's One, how I feel about were you saying soulmates. I or you as in you as in anyone?
What do you mean?
When you said, I don't think you'll find a soulmate.
No, I just meant in general anyone, not you specifically. Okay. That, right. Is that why you got mad?
Yeah, I was like, nigga, what? Why be like, why me specifically?
No, okay. Okay, to clarify, I meant out of 7 billion people in the world, it is very unlikely to find your quote-unquote soulmate.
So you don't believe in soulmates at all in this
case,
I
think that you could find... I think that soulmates exist. I think that there is someone out there specifically for you. But it's... I think it's 1 in a million chance of finding it. Or I guess 1 in 7 billion chance of finding it.
You don't even know how great this conversation is about to be. Uh-oh. All right. If you're listening, baby boy, turn it off. Because he may offend you.
Who's baby boy?
You guy. Your mans. All right. So why do you date? Personally, you. Like, what is your, like, you go into a relationship for what reason?
Like, in general, or just, like, the one I'm in now?
I'd hope any relationship you go into.
The one I'm in now started as a friendship.
What is the goal out of this relationship? What is, like, what do you, like,
I don't
is it,
think that far.
I hope that I get married.
I don't think
so. You just go in there, like, oh, this person's fun to be around. Relationship,
yeah, cool. That's exactly how I go about it.
I'm gonna pray for you, bro.
Why?
Not you, him. And now I know why you said you shouldn't be talking about any of this shit. So, okay. Do you even believe in love?
I do.
What does love mean to you?
That is what I'm saying.
We're like about to actually get into it. It is a very loaded question, but
people that listen, they're just like trying to drive normal, comfortable.
This might hit them in the soul, and they might swerve off the road because they fade out into this trance we're about to put them in. But like, this is a good conversation.
I think love is very. I think you can define love as whatever you want it to be. Multiple people perceive multiple different.
Now, cool, perfect. Okay. Fuck what everyone thinks. Okay. I'm asking you, Xavier Alvarez.
My definition of love is like just overall caring for somebody, their well-being, their future, their success. That's.
Do you believe in? I feel like I'm interviewing you now, but your brain's now like I need to know a lot.
My big brain is. Very complex.
Anyways, so do you believe in like cliche shit like love at first sight or like?
I believe in attractiveness and like sexual attraction at first sight, but I don't believe in love at first sight.
That is so ignorant.
Why?
I believe in attractiveness.
Yeah, I believe in they're fucking.
No,
hot.
I get you, but like, so you don't believe like?
I feel like there are a lot of people on the planet I think are fucking hot. I would never fucking talk to them after. I had sex with them.
No, I get you. And but some people can't do that, which is cool that you can. But no, I'm like, I feel like don't be offended by this.
I feel what like a great it way to start a conversation.
Like it's a waste of a time to be with you. Okay, hold on. No. I never understood how you've been in multiple relationships. Oh, like it's never made sense to me. I'm not saying so, like I just feel like you would be one of those people that like just kinda like have moments with people, but never, like, actually date them because of your outlook on everything.
That's how I thought I was, too. And then...
You're not super emotional and stuff, but you can also attach yourself to wanting to hang out with them often for a long period of time. Because it does end up in a relationship.
Yeah. So and that, because, like, doesn't and literally, make sense like, to me. And as being... I guess I'm not, like, emotionless, but I'm kind of, like, reserved. You, like,
it's
it takes a
while. It's a mix of both, though. For me? I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Not in, like, a super shitty way, but, like, you just kind of, like, why? Like if someone has feelings and you don't fully agree with them, you're like, why the fuck are you, like, fucking emotional, you little bitch? Like, grow up and, like, get over it. Like, I feel like you're that, like, get over it type person.
Very
like,
much.
I think you're 30% reserved, 70%.
I think I'm loud and extroverted, but I think...
I'm talking about, like, not giving a fuck about feelings.
What is your definition of reserved? Reserved to me means, like, very... quiet, like not quiet, but like very detached from the situation. Like I can be very
okay. So I'm looking at reserved as like just like not hiding things, but hiding things. I was talking okay, more. I was like,
okay, that's not that's how. What, okay, okay. Okay. So in a different word, I'm I very. I
think, like you said, detached.
Yeah. I can separate things from other things and not have an issue with it. And I'm also the type of person where it's like, I'm a very one day at a time type of person. I don't think that far into the future.
I feel like this is too personal, all of it. And we can like completely change the subject if you want to right now.
I'm good.
Would you be sad if you lost him?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm trying to piece together your brain.
What do you mean?
I'm so confused. Because like you said, you're just not super emotional at all. But yet like... you have emotions for this person and this relationship that you're in.
I think it takes a while to draw them out of me.
So you say, well, then don't say you don't have it. Just say...
No,
you just...
and so when I say I don't have emotions, I mean, like, I don't need, like, what you would consider a standard relationship, like, good morning text, good night text, okay. I love you text every hour. Just... I don't need that. I can see
I
you.
Wouldn't... I okay.
We see each other... You.
Sometimes
we see each other every weekend.
Oh, you're talking about you two. Okay.
Yeah, just like in this example. We see each other Friday through Sunday and then
yeah.
That's it. We still you we guys talk all week. The week though. We talk all week. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Me personally, I am not very like I don't need a lot of the lovey-dovey shit. That's never been who I am. And like you know, fucking He Who Shall Not Be Named Psycho Sally was very wanted to be affectionate all the time, every fucking hour, and I'm like, no.
Okay.
Get away from me.
How'd you end up in that relationship?
How
do we stay away from... I'm saying, like, how'd you end up, like, you kind of knew that before you started technically dating him, no?
No, we dated, literally, I went to his house, we had sex, and then we started dating, like, a week ago.
I don't know. And this is where I'm completely different. I can hang out with someone for, like, a year, still not doing anything, and, like...
Okay, but, and I could do that, too.
Okay. Confused. Well, I'm just, okay, one, can we both agree that the way you and Psycho Sally got into a relationship should never happen for anyone? Can we say that?
I think if it works for you, then it works for you.
How do you know if it works for you?
Basically.
I get you. I'm not saying that it can't work. I'm saying
if it works for you, then do whatever makes you happy.
No, but I'm saying like, okay, cool.
It's very unlikely.
I'm saying, would you recommend someone to do it until it works? No. Right?
What do you mean do it in... Like, oh, keep doing the same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
No, that's the definition exactly. of insanity.
So therefore, I'm definition saying like...
definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting... different. Yeah.
Cool. But what I'm saying to you is, you're saying if it works, it works. You don't know if it works because you don't know
I'm
until
not saying to
you
try
wake
it
up
each
after
time.
You just got your back broke and date them.
I'm
and
not
then you're
saying
like, oh,
to
shit,
try it every time, but I'm saying if you are single and enjoying it and you go to somebody's house and you... leave the next day and never talk to them again. That's fine. Because I did that fucking
I'm saying,
20 times before
cool,
I met
no,
Psycho
that's
Sally.
Perfect. I'm saying
and then never
to
spoke
you,
to them again.
Then how did you two end up in a relationship?
Because we kept talking.
I don't like the way you have
what do you mean?
And this is why you think I'm not shit. Because you look at the world so much different than I do.
We just continued to talk.
I know. I okay, what was the night. Difference between you continuing to talk to him and the 20 people? Like, what did they not have?
If you don't message me, then you don't message me.
That's so...
Or if it was trash, I'm not gonna call. I'm not gonna call back. And I am all for like I totally think that if you want to fuck the first time, do it. Because as this poor example, you gotta fucking test drive the car before you sign the lease, girl.
I know, and I've heard that, and I kind of get it. But like, also, like, don't just be out here popping pussy, or at least
who cares?
Be safe if you're doing it.
Yeah, that's
some
fine.
People aren't.
And that's on them. That's
well,
the choices.
Well, for me, I'm just...
Everybody makes
I don't
different
like,
choices.
I can never move around. Like, I'm just going right. around fucking people.
But that's the difference
and
between you
they,
and me,
no,
is
I
that
you
look at somebody
if they
grimy
back,
if they do that.
I don't look at them grimy. I just think that's crazy. If you're like...
You think
if,
that's crazy.
If someone that's actually looking for something...
I'm not looking
like,
for... I was
and
not
that's
looking
where
for
I...
That's the difference, I guess.
I get you. I'm... Okay, most
people... I just got out of relationship with Psycho Sally. I was doing my thing. And then this found me, and it stuck.
No, I get you, but I'm referring to... I feel like most people usually kind of are looking for something.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of people don't know how to be by themselves, which is not good, but like...
So, and my piece of advice to anybody who doesn't know how to be by themselves is that until you learn how to be by yourself, don't fucking try to find somebody else.
Because you're going to get super attached. If they leave you, your whole world's going to end. And
exactly.
then you're going to want to kill yourself.
Exactly.
And don't do that.
Everybody makes choices. Some of us just make the wrong one. And that's the wrong one. If you And so I have two different standpoints on this, and I think that I covered that in our positivity episode, which will be airing shortly. Everybody's heard the saying, if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else?
Yeah, which is super cliche, but like
so
100% okay. Real.
But at the same time, my other viewpoint of that is I love a lot more people in my life than I love myself. There are people I would do things for if I were them, I wouldn't do it for me.
I get you. I think that phrase more is a intimate thing.
Yeah.
Because I agree with you, like, a nigga be sad and shit, but I still, like, love my mom with everything.
Right.
Cool. But, like, I feel like if you don't actually love yourself and you're not happy with yourself and can't be with yourself, that's where that comes into play with. You can't be with someone because you become too dependent on them.
And that's super unhealthy. There's a very different point in being alone and being lonely to me.
I agree.
To me, being alone is fine, but being lonely is different. It's not the same thing.
No, I get you.
So I think everybody should have that time to work on yourself.
For sure. It's necessary.
Right. But I, speaking from my standpoint, I wasn't really looking for anything that more found me, as corny as that sounds. And
I feel like it's always the best, though.
Yeah.
Because then you're not
forcing something. I don't expect anything.
And you're not forcing something.
Yeah.
Because when you're looking, you're like, I want this to work.
Exactly. And with Psycho Sally, I was like, wow, he has a nice dick. I want it to work.
Yeah, but see, and this is where this, I'm not like shitting on that. It's just like, I'm not the person to base a relationship off of sex. Just because I genuinely, this sounds insane, I can literally date someone and I think I can never have sex with them.
So what's funny is like when I started not liking Psycho Sally anymore, mm-hmm. like when we lived together and I was like, I literally hate him with every fiber in my fucking body. I literally like, you go from like having sex like every day mm-hmm. to like, I don't even want to touch.
Never do that.
Don't touch me. Like at the end of the, like at the end of the relationship, I'm more... like didn't want contact.
I get you, because right. everything else started to come into factor.
Whereas
I just am, as in like, I don't know, I'm like super annoying. Like I'm if we're together, I'm gonna like be stupid annoying, like tickle or like fucking anything. Like if you're near me, I'm going to touch you.
I do that too, but not all the time.
90% of the time.
Like in public, I'm really not affectionate.
That's different. In public, I'm like, cool, I'll like be next to you and like maybe hold your hand.
But like,
I hate those people
that feel the need to me in the same booth.
Bro, I don't, listen, if you're out eating with your significant other, just you two, like cool if like you're with a group of people and you guys both do, because it's like you guys are together. But if it's just you two and you guys do that, you need to be, like, checked into, like, a psych institute. If there's semi-valid excuse, then cool. But, like, before a fucking pandemic and, like, niggas was doing that shit. Like, for me, it's, like, almost once you get a certain age, you shouldn't. I feel like in high school when you're, like, super excited.
Fucking
like, and you don't, you know, like, and you don't have, like,
fucking the time. Type shit.
No, like, if you don't have time to, like, actually be with that person. Like, this is, like, the only, like, I'm going back home to my house and like I'm not gonna see you.
Oh, twice. Yeah.
No, like that's cool, different. That's your only time together. Right. But like I feel like once you get a certain age, it's like, all right, girl, like I see like 40-year-olds like doing this shit and they're like following each other and shit. Like one of y'all got a house to go back to. Y'all could take a little hour break and eat. Like that shit makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like
no,
don't be rubbing on his
neck while I'm,
when I come ask for a refill, if you want a refill and I see you hurry up and like stop and jump and look at me if you're fucking like
to you?
Yes, they look at me like not like something out. If something's out, you're getting kicked out of my section. I'm talking like they're rubbing somewhere they know they shouldn't. And like I like walk up and they like jump like they just saw like a ghost. Like they're like, oh my god, like he didn't see me grabbing his peepee through his pants. Like you nasty bitch. Go on the other side. See like
no, but not next to each other, like
you gave him next... a foot job.
No, I just was like I just was like this. Like
being silly.
Yeah.
Cool. But like this is the difference between like
not like stroking. Like I just was like tapping like, hey bitch.
No, it's fine. It's
or
funny.
Like if you piss me off, I'll be like this.
No,
I'll be like, listen, like I'm about to fucking crush your shit.
That's fine.
I've done that before.
But like if you're sitting next to someone but and you're like rubbing on
not like fucking recording it, ready to fucking post it on Pornhub.
Like, get this shit out of here, bro. Get out of my section. Get out of the restaurant. Go home and, like, cook for each other and, like, look. Like, I don't know. Just don't. And also, it's like, if I'm, I don't
I've
know.
I've never seen that happen in my life. I'm glad.
Really?
I fight.
It happened often at Olive Garden.
No, what? I saw people sit in the booth, but I didn't care enough to look at what they were doing.
One, it kind of, like, it pissed me off initially, but it made me happy because, like, I would do the thing where, like, I would, not them doing things.
I would make me on the happy. Same side. I'd be like, yes.
Yeah, do it around. No, like, I would, like, let me record. I would, like, almost half sit on the other side, and it's, like, a nice little get off my feet for 2 seconds type deal.
Yeah, or if you're in, like Chardonnay, and you just get the other booth. Like, put your leg on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, exactly.
But then next, next thing you know, my fucking balls are in your face, because, like, you're sitting at the booth, and my leg's on the booth behind you like this. I've done that before. Like, definitely could have just pelvic thrusted in this bitch's forehead. Okay. I've done that. I didn't.
You're not that tall. Am I thinking of this wrong?
Look, if
that was a tall booth.
If I literally... No, listen, check me out. If I'm, like... If the booth's right here, and I put my leg... I'm like, yeah.
You a wild boy. It's out here making...
I'm like, yeah, do you want soup or salad?
I got some soup for you if you want to toss some salad. Anyways, hold on. Back to... Well, yeah. Just don't sit on the same side.
That should be killing me because I am definitely the type of girl that will punch you if you try to sit next to me in the booth. Like, if you want to sit next to me, let's sit at the bar.
That's facts.
Period. Just solve that problem for you. You're welcome.
If there's a space on the other side, go to the other fucking side.
Yeah.
But anyways, back to
relationships.
Back to how you don't think love is real and you hate everyone.
What?
Do you think love is like...
When did that come out of my mouth?
Like, is love cool? Do you think love is cool?
I just did an episode on positivity. Obviously, I think fucking love is very cool.
You think it's like
over... It's a necessity.
It is. Do you think it's like... Do you look at people that like kind of almost give too much, so to speak? It's
what
like
do you mean?
Weird and
like
cringy.
Like too much love?
Yeah, like those people that are like super,
like
super happy
live without you.
No. Like the people that like friendly love, like go around like just trying to like make the world a happy place. Do you look at them like a certain type of way?
As a pessimist, yes. But wow. I don't think that I just because I do it doesn't mean that they deserve it. Like, yeah, I'm kind of giving you like a shitty look for being such a nice person, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you should stop being a nice person because that's what everybody needs right now.
That's why I personally like it's one of those.
Sense?
No, I get you. It's one of those. I feel
like just
because
I'm a shitty person
doesn't mean
I'm taking it out on you specifically for being a nice person.
That's funny.
It just means that I'm a shitty person.
I just enjoy like I don't know. I feel like. If you can be nice,
like
to
we had some
someone.
Girls at OG that were like super nice, well tried to be.
We're about to bleep some name.
I feel like
that was the fakest fucking nice ever, bro. That bitch was the devil.
I thought she was nice. She was always nice to me.
You know why you thought she was nice?
Why?
Because you're a fucking pessimist. And like it made sense for you.
Oh, because so like people who really know what nice are.
Yeah. Like she bro, it was one of those this is where I like realized I don't really like when people started to say I'd rather be on her good side, so she like she
I've
had
never
like,
heard somebody say that.
Bro, I heard this so often. It was like they were scared to be on her bad side because they thought like this woman could like end their life.
I've never heard that.
And it made
in
no
Olive Garden
sense to me.
With a breadstick.
No, literally, like, it was like, she
you find you got found in the bathroom with a breadstick down
it was
your
like,
fucking
she
throat.
Can get me fired. And I'm like, nah, she's just a server. Like, that's it. Like, she couldn't do anything. But so many people were like, I just don't want to be on her back. Like, I don't really like
I
her.
I never.
No,
name one
this,
person
this is how
who
I know everything
shit.
Was fake. They were like, I don't even like her. I just don't want to be on her bad side. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck what side I'm on because she don't mean shit to me. And she can't, like, she does not do anything for me. So I don't care what side I'm on.
I'd never heard that. I'd never heard anyone say that once.
Oh, that whole, anyone that hung out with her, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, no. So many people thought that. And that's what, because she did, she was a nice person. But no, she
I
wasn't.
I thought she was a nice person.
She really wasn't. She was, because even her smile was fucking fake. Everything
like,
about that bitch
I
was
liked
fake.
I liked hanging out. Like, me and went to Mellow Mushroom once, just us. I had a great time.
I would never hang out with that woman.
I had a great time.
I'm sure.
And
you
because I was with her.
They say
and I
negativity likes whatever the fuck they say. You know,
Misery loves company.
There it is.
Am I miserable?
I would. Pessimism, miserable, go hand in hand.
Why has this episode just been about me being...
All this can get cropped out, honestly, because we're saying restaurant four different things.
That's getting used. That shit was funny.
Okay.
restaurants. Wow, how did this...
Restaurant
it was literally either relationships or
restaurants, so here we are.
I know.
Because in restaurants, a lot of relationships...
Oh, my God.
And it gets real messy.
So let's get into it. Let's break it down.
Okay, this is relationship restaurants.
Racial relationship
restaurants. Racial relationship... What? Racial restaurants and relationships.
Triple R.
Yep.
Oh my God.
So,
for anybody who has worked in a restaurant, I'm sure you were aware.
So messy.
Especially corporate restaurants.
Yeah, because smaller restaurants, yeah. Like family owned,
Jimmy's,
it's kind of
I didn't really
chill.
Have that problem. Like, at Jimmy's, like, this girl and this guy had like three kids and they were married. But
everything?
They were literally married. So, like, they were married before they even started working there. I'm bleeping out names. If I don't, I only bleep out names used in negative manner.
Oh no, I'm just gonna start saying "oh boy, oh girl," or like,
if the conversation is positive, like friends of the show, like hey, friends of the show, bleep,
nah, fuck them too.
Okay,
I love people, by the way.
I can tell. Anyways, so corporate restaurants,
no,
disgusting.
It's messy, bro.
Everybody has been in each other's mouths.
And I
disgusting.
I genuinely I
you
I think,
are not any fucking exception.
No, we can talk. I think I've
you had
right,
a
we're
bitch.
bleeping out names
yeah
here. I've kissed once.
I do recall.
And I dated
someone else too, a girl that didn't work there. That's who it was.
Talked for
right, but you still would have been in her mouth if you could have.
What do you mean been in her mouth? What does
you
that
would
mean?
Have
what does that mean though? I don't
whatever
know
whatever you want it to mean.
I kissed her. Yeah, my tongue was in her mouth.
Okay,
that's it.
That's fine.
Cool.
That's fine. That's what it means to you.
Hold on. But here's the thing: in 5 years, 4.5 years, that's all I can say.
Okay.
Now think about people that's like worked there for like.
Who else have been like, fucking bro? Literally, and fucking.
That was
disgusting. Did you see my video? Don't let me fuck.
No, that... Listen.
I can't believe I asked him that. He was probably so uncomfortable.
I kind of completely forgot that happened. Little innocent was out here fucking,
oh, she was?
She was with everybody. And she was, like, innocent, supposedly. And then, who else? Bro, all them hoes is messy. Was trying to fuck everything. All I'm
she
saying
was.
Is...
I was trying to fuck on everything. Like a little chihuahua trying to hump everybody's legs she could.
Me compared to the shit that really goes on in restaurants, I have, like, I stay clear of that shit. Lewis was Mr. Olive Garden. John was Mr. Olive Garden. Miles was
Mr.
Olive
right
Garden.
Now.
And so,
not
like,
Mr. Olive Garden.
So, therefore, it's like, I was a good little goody two-shoes around there. Because here's the thing. I genuinely was because I was so scared that, like, everyone was doing everything. And I was scared of whatever could have happened. Like, I don't know what they got. Because you was just doing this, and that. So that's why I was so scared to, like, mess with anyone there.
Yeah.
And they're all ugly.
I was an angel of God.
They were all ugly.
Yeah.
Nah, you were a thought.
One time.
You know what's funny? I think I found more men attractive there than women.
It was hot. It was hot. Shut up.
He is. That's baby boy for life. I love him.
He's still hot.
Regardless
of the situation. Who else was
there? Nah, there wasn't.
There really, that was it.
I'm trying to think. I was there for a minute, so I don't know.
To try to show me his asshole. And this is a heterosexual man with, what, 3 kids?
2.
Yeah, trying to show me his asshole.
That's my guy, though. I love.
Do you want to see my new piercing? I was like, is it on your face? He was like, no. I was like, then no.
Oh, he got one recently.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm asking you. Oh. Like, he was trying to show you a picture of, like, a recent piercing?
Yeah, it's, like, his asshole. Like,
oh,
he literally said, like,
I didn't know
you
he was still wilding.
That was when I worked there.
I'm saying, I thought he was wilding when he was young. Because I heard his dick piercing was from, like, in his 20s.
Anyway,
like, when he was just,
this
like,
is not the dick piercing show.
Yeah, it is. That's my guy. I love him.
OG was disgusting. And
but yeah.
I'm glad that I have
but most
only
restaurants
spent
are.
2 years of my life there.
Most restaurants are really, really
some of them
messy.
Bitches were miserable.
Some of them, all of them.
Bro, Carrabba's literally miserable.
Ooh, it's miserable. About to get fuck, I can't talk any. I don't know who listens, so I'm gonna shut my
nobody.
Mouth. Nah, I'm gonna
shut my mouth. We have 30 listeners.
I'm gonna shut
go my ahead. Mouth. I'm gonna bleep him.
Because he was working with old girl. No, because this is obvious. Even if you bleep, he was working with old girl.
Neither of them listen.
Who was claiming
to yes, be I recall.
Madly
you don't
in
even
love.
Have to say. You don't even have to say it.
Madly in love. And old dude was at OG Wyland.
With a T-I-N-D-E-R.
Hold on.
With a T-I-N-D-E-R that she didn't even know about.
Met Shawty, right? Found out about Shawty, was super mad about it. And then, after she found out that old girl was sleeping with her man that she was in a relationship with, hated her, became friends with her, and tried to have a threesome. No. Little tiny.
I thought she got fired for, like, trying to fight somebody.
Whatever. She got fired for whatever reasons. But he was with her at OG while old girl was at Carrabba's.
Yeah.
In love.
Because guess what? He fucking kissed in the backseat of my car.
I remember
and I
that.
Had to go and work was, with the next day.
That's so fire. It's fire because not that he did it. It's just fire that
I
like,
just thought. I was like, this nigga is ballsy. Like he doesn't.
He doesn't. He doesn't.
Well, that. But that was the thing for someone who literally lives with the old girl, and like they've been through thick and thin, and he just didn't give a shit.
I can't. I was like, do what you gotta do. Because I like that's.
I might have to crop all this out.
You should.
I might have to crop all this out.
No, we're going to actually.
Okay.
This man, literally, you know that, like, we're not really cool anymore, right?
Yeah.
All of that that happened when he was telling a girl he was madly in love with her is while he was waking up next every single, like, how do you do that? I don't, like,
balls.
That's not even balls.
It's hot. I don't care.
How?
He's fucking hot.
You know, okay.
I'd stick my tongue so far up
cool,
his
we're
ass.
Gonna stop talking about this. Definitely gonna stop talking about this. You know what I realized?
I would sneeze in his asshole. He'd be shitting boogers for a week.
Can you just play that at the beginning and then crop everything else out? Thank you. Okay, so women like ugly men.
Huh?
Women like ugly men. Alright? Follow me here.
I
need to talk.
Think.
Just follow me. Nah, these niggas be real ugly. And this is coming from an ugly guy. So, like, it's alright. So, women like ugly men. And I'm ugly. But women don't like me. So I've decided and I've realized it's between one or two reasons. One, I'm even uglier than I thought. Right? Or two, I'm actually slightly more attractive than I thought I was. And I don't know which one it is. And so I'm hurt regardless.
It's behind door number one.
I think so. I said that to Janet and she told me I was tripping.
Just kidding. You are tripping.
Nah, but yeah, like. Women be out here with some ugly dudes. I don't know how.
I think everybody's out here hitting. With ugly dudes.
I don't get how anyone likes men.
I don't either.
Genuinely.
I
like,
literally
okay,
want to
this
kill
is
myself
my
for it every
split
day.
Second of a minute just like praising women, except the ones that are shit. Women are so fucking beautiful to where it's like you
except
just look at
her shit.
You look at women and like you just like they're fucking art, right? I'm sorry, this is lover boy speaking.
Why don't you just reintroduce yourself every time you're about to talk shit?
Well, no, I'm reintroducing myself.
Was,
this
is
my
Olive, who is Olive Garden? Which
friend zone flow? That was him.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I could see that.
Because I friend zoned all the ugly hoes.
You friend zoned them?
That one flipped on that one. Okay. OG, all the hoes got friend zoned.
Okay.
Anyways, poor you interrupted me. No, women are fucking like beautiful. Niggas is ugly. Like there is a few handsome, attractive, pretty men. If a guy is pretty cool, but like niggas be ugly. And so it's like if you openly choose to be a girl and be straight, you're fucking stupid. And if you're a man and you choose to like men, no, like, cool, I'm happy for you, but also you're stupid. Like,
yeah.
Why not just
you're
everyone like
bitch.
Women?
Yeah.
Everyone should like women.
They are the blueprint.
They deserve the world. And I am done being extra and stupid. But no, like, I genuinely believe that. Like, niggas is ugly. Like, we're not an attractive species.
Well, if we're not an attractive species, women would be included in that. Women are still part of the species.
Sex. Sorry.
Okay, that works.
You know what I meant.
Gender. You can say that. Mm. Gender is a loose term.
Yeah.
Gender is a social structure.
Why is there only two? Well, there's not any more, but like, why do we think it's okay to only have two? Like, isn't that so trash? Like, I'm getting away from everything we should be talking about.
Go ahead.
Live your truth. I don't even know what I was just about to say. I was just saying I think it's trash because it's like, that's how the world looks at, like, everything.
Gender,
like,
it's a social construct.
No, I agree, but it's like a, it's always been that way for the longest. Anyways, fucking, we're dropping out the last 20 minutes of us talking.
I am so believe in love?
Of course.
Because obviously you attacked me from my fucking standpoint.
Okay, so I'm going to probably get shit for this. So I have...
Nobody's listening, it's fine.
I have a side of me that, like, I don't believe in monogamy to an extent, right? In the aspect of, this kind of goes back to the soulmate thing, not even monogamy in a sexual standpoint, but I feel like it's kind of shit to depend on one person for, like, all kinds of happiness. Or, like, have that person for, like, all different sorts of things that you do. And so, like...
I think it's selfish.
It is. And so, not in the aspect of, I feel like you should be in relationships with a whole bunch of people, but, like, if you are cool, whatever... But, like, I'm saying, like, to an extent, you should, like, I feel like more people should be open to the idea of, like, maybe this person is only in my life for this, and they do a really good job at that, and I don't want to force them to give me more in something that they're not good at.
Why did you just attack me for that, then, when I said I wasn't looking for...
Because you aren't dating anyone else. I'm saying.
But so I'm not looking for anything. Difference. I'm not looking for another person.
No, I know, but you technically... You don't depend on Matt for anything, but, like, you're with one person for everything, almost. Are you... Okay. Anyways, back to me saying how, I don't know, monogamy is almost... So we grow up, and we're just like, everything we know is what we're taught, correct? Cool. So...
I'm glad you don't give anybody
because I speak facts. So you can't say anything otherwise. So we grow up. In a perfect world, mom and dad are married. Cool, whatever. They have me and maybe my brother or sister. And I need to grow up, get older, find someone, do the same thing they did. And that's just how everything has been, and that's been the cycle. I think that's kind of poop, and we all got just brainwashed into accepting that. And, like, it's more natural to, back to what I was saying, to just have multiple people for different reasons. And if you do want to be sexual with all fucking six of those people, cool. If you don't, like, yo, on Wednesday, someone's about to make me happy doing something that I love.
I don't understand how that would work.
How so? What do you mean?
I don't understand how, like, it depends on your definition of happiness and what you're getting from other people. Okay. Because why can't you just have one relationship and five friends who make you happy?
And that's where I was going.
Mic drop, bitch.
Ew. I was going to refer to that back. When you said how that's how shit is now with you and him, kind of. Like, how you're, like, with him, you don't depend on him for everything. And, like, you just kind of, like, have people in your life that give you whatever you need.
At the end of the day, I need serotonin because okay. I can't get it myself.
So, I think that's difficult because I'm speaking in current situations, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's difficult to have because most people... are brainwashed into thinking that you can only be with one person. And most of those people that are with one person, they're not okay with you looking elsewhere for other things. A lot of people are super insecure and selfish, and they don't want you finding anything else.
Specifically, I think Matt is way more jealous than he thinks he is.
Okay, and a lot of people don't realize shit like that. So,
because I'm jealous too.
No, I get you. And, like, some people just don't realize it until, like, it happens. You know what I mean? But I think that's the reason why that I'm looking for something else. Like,
what are you looking for, Ahmad?
What am I looking for right now? Right now? I'm not. I'm just looking for people in my life that make me happy.
Serotonin.
Sure. Always. I mean, everyone needs that. I'm just, because I have the mixture of, I can see myself one side being with one person, having children, and being completely happy in, like, the family life. And then there's another side of me that's like,
party, 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 party. I never want
to have children, and I'd be happy never having like, just being with one person. Not that I want to, like, just while out a whole bunch of people, but, like, I just want
to... I can't... They can't be related to me.
Why not?
Because I have to end my bloodline. You watch Bridgerton? So... No. Someone told me to.
It basically, like, that's the plot. The main guy's, like, I can't... Like, I got... He literally promised his dad on his deathbed that he wouldn't, like, this... Like, he's the last one.
That's how I feel. And... I feel like this shit is so toxic that I can't
continue. Okay, no, I get you, but who's to say that just because it's your blood that it's toxic? Like, why can't you raise your children to, like, get away from all the shit that you had to come up
with? That's what I'm saying. They won't be related. They won't be
my bloodline. I'm saying, even if they were your blood, like, why?
I feel like they deserve better. You feel like it comes with the blood? Yeah, I do. I do. You're I think tripping. It comes from the
blood. I get you,
but... I have a lot of my dad's tendencies and a lot of, like, my... I have a lot of my dad's tendencies, and I have a lot of my grandfather's toxicity.
I don't believe in that shit that much.
I do.
I think it's more of... Are you saying you do because did you grow up around them?
No.
And you still think you have it? And see, I think it's more how you raised
them. My mom says I'm like my dad all the time, and I've never really been with him or anything.
See, I don't fully, like, believe that shit. I don't believe, like, genetics that much.
I just, me personally, like, if I have children, they're not going to be related to me because the blood line needs to end.
You want to know a really crazy statement? But
I guess it doesn't really matter because I have siblings, so if they procreate, then...
I want to have, like, 5 children all at the same time, by different women.
For what?
I want to see
what... You just want to do a social experiment?
I want to see what all my children would look like with different people. And I would want them to all be the same age.
It's so annoying.
And I have stupid thoughts like this, and this is why I can't actually ever be with someone.
This
is why
I can't give you a blunt, because this shit was just...
Give me a what?
A blunt. Oh, no. You can't. If you think like that, sober.
When niggas tell me, like, I need to smoke, I'm like, bro, I'm naturally good. I'm cool.
You might not come back.
No, I might fucking make... I might
not make it.
I might make a personal AC unit that hovers around you and keeps you cool at all times. That's the goal. That and cocaine white teeth is all I need in my life. Do you think if you brush your teeth with cocaine, it'll get whiter?
No, but you can bleach them. Just bleach them.
I want cocaine in my teeth.
You don't even do drugs.
Who don't?
You. Ooh. You straight edge. Little, you drink alcohol, but that's it.
I would never have a drip of alcohol enter my body. Never
have 3 bottles of Crown just laying around my bedroom, empty.
Hold up,
one
maybe.
Shattered in the back.
No, but back to what I was saying. Anyways, love is cool. My relationship advice to anyone, make sure you understand what the person that you're getting with, how they view a relationship, what they want out of a relationship, and all that beforehand. Because finding that shit out while you're dating them sucks. Never really ends good. Mm-hmm. And I'm just about to start dropping gems. Yo, if them red flags pop up, don't ignore them shits. Like, they're like, don't think you're gonna change that person. If, like, something comes up, you're like, she's tripping right now. Once we start dating, she's not gonna feel like that. Nah, it's gonna come up. God. And shit's gonna be shit.
There's a BoJack episode like that where it's like, when you look at someone, when you see, there's a BoJack quote like that saying where it's like, if you see red flags through rose-colored glasses, the flags just look like normal flags.
It's bars. That's motherfucking bars.
That's like, you know, that nothing about stuck with that. Me a lot.
No, but that's like facts. Like, it's really like, I don't know, because I've been a person to overlook. So not my last relationship, but the one before that. I'm just kidding. Before we started dating, she would like say, like, I realized she was a person that, and this is where I mean the monogamy thing and, like, having different soulmates. She wasn't okay with me having many other female friends. Most women don't like men having really good female friends.
I agree.
Always a downfall in my relationships. Always. Because I have a handful of relationship though. Friends. So, like, here's the thing. A lot of people... No, that's fine.
Faggot friends?
But a lot of people act like they're cool with it when you guys are talking and, like, it's okay and whatever, which technically speaking...
But then don't get mad when it's still there.
Technically speaking, while you're just talking to them, they feel probably like they have no right to be upset or, like, they have right, to be cool with it.
Dating.
Exactly.
But then when you start dating, but you're like, now you're my man.
Exactly.
So now...
But, like, I feel like once you get to that phase where it's, like, we know we're going to probably end up dating, I feel like you should have that talk, or like that should be brought up. Like, you do know I am that person, and like that's going to happen. And like, they'll be cool. Like, I've been in situations where because I know it has been a problem in the past, I'm going to bring it up. That person's like, oh, that's fine. Like, that's who you are. And I love you for you. Oh, that's so cute and precious. Fucking week later. Why the fuck is this bitch texting you I love you? I don't know. Because people can love more than the person they're in a relationship with.
Like, that's shit like that happens. That's what you mean by the monogamy thing.
Yes. Like, I don't, like, it's just like, don't.
It's a jealousy thing.
And it's also, don't.
If you are a jealous person,
no, it's fine. But don't. I hate, make sure you really know that person before you date them. Because, like, don't lie to me and tell me. That's cool. Or even don't lie to yourself. Like, if you know deep down it's not, don't try to tell yourself that it will be. Because it just, it's,
you're wasting both times. I think a lot of people don't realize how jealous they are until
I get put in a situation.
Then it tests their
jealousy. I get you. I feel like at some point you should know. Because if you date two people,
I will say all the time that I'm not jealous. But then if, like...
Okay, so I get you.
Like, okay, so like when... Like, right? I wouldn't admit it.
Okay, and this
but
is what
deep
I mean.
Down I am.
No, that's okay, cool,
that's
perfect.
That's what I was trying
now,
to
now, let's say you and him weren't dating, and you meet someone else, and they're like, hey, are you a jealous person? What would you say?
No. Depends on the circumstance.
If you guys were close to dating, and they're like, hey, I hope you're not jealous, like, you're not the jealous type.
Then we wouldn't be dating. Like, if you've said that to me, I'd be like...
Fucking just go with me. Stop being difficult.
No, I would let... That's literally
what... would you say?
Okay,
if
give
they're
me
like,
hypothetical.
Like, a joke. Like, hey, I hope you're not jealous, because I have a lot of hot friends.
I would probably say no.
So, yes or no question. Oh, you said you
yeah,
would say
like,
no.
Like, I would say I'm not jealous.
And this is what's wrong, because Xavier, like he said, deep down, he knows he kind of is.
Right.
But he openly says he's not.
Right.
A lot of people do that.
Exactly.
And that's not okay. Stop doing that shit, people. It's not. Because, like
I
said.
Get jealous.
I've not wasted time. I've been in relationships that didn't work out. Because of that situation. Because, oh no, it's perfect. We're not dating. You can do whatever. And guess what? Even if we were dating, I'd be okay with
that.
Okay,
I've never
said
that.
And then we end up dating. No, but I'm saying, like, and then we end up dating, and then...
Now they're not close.
Now it's a problem.
I've never said, even if we were, I wouldn't...
No one said that to me. Because if they did, and I had the receipts...
Yeah, I would pull them.
I would sue you.
Paste them.
Oh, yeah,
I would print them and put them on your door.
You can't be mad, bitch.
I would, like, put them all over your glass window, like...
But no, I feel like a lot of people aren't honest with themselves going into relationships.
Yeah, I agree.
Why do people do that? Why do you think? Because I don't know.
I could not give you an answer because I probably am one of those people.
I would say yes before I even ask this question. Do you think people lie and like or hide
lie
things?
To impress?
Yes.
I do. I have before.
Do you think at some point
it bites you in
do
the
you
ass.
Think it's smart?
No.
Okay. Do you think at a certain age or maturity level that you should stop doing that? Or you feel like you should?
Yes and no. I feel like I've gotten that told to me before and that's not true.
Do you feel like
again,
you shouldn't be like keep doing it? Because why not? As in, like, maybe it will work after you get that person.
My goal was to, like, I wasn't like, who cares? Because I wasn't dating them. Like,
yeah,
knowing, like,
if
I
you
was
were
going
trying
to pursue a relationship with somebody, I would not do that.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
But if
you
it
think
was,
people
like, someone
like
I'm just openly having sex with,
okay,
no
I mean, lie to impress
yeah.
to end up with
yeah.
someone.
No, I would not do that, and I have
okay.
not done that. What do you, what advice should you start taking that you give that you don't do yourself? Like, if you, like, all the advice that you've given to people with their relationships that you haven't gone through with for yourself, what do you think you should start doing for yourself?
Don't jump into a relationship or, like, get into a relationship until you actually are ready. Like, if you're still healing from anything at all,
mm-hmm.
don't do it. Just because, me personally, my last relationship, I, to this day, most amazing person, like, I know in my life, like, I love her to death. We're still, like, really amazing
oh,
friends and, like, everything.
So cute.
And she's just the shit. But I personally wasn't ready to get in that relationship, but I was scared of missing out being with her.
Yeah.
to where I was like, fuck it. Even though I know that I'm not, I'm going to like
try.
Just make it happen. And it was happening. And after some time, whatever I needed to fix still came back up. And I'm not good at fixing things while in relationships. And I don't think whoever I'm dating deserves to go through that, because I kind of push people away when I'm fixing whatever. So therefore, her and I ended up parting ways because of my shit. But we jumped into it because I love you. She kind of bullied me into it. She's like, "Ayo, I enjoy hanging out with you. I basically don't want you to be with anyone else. You're like, do you want to make this official or not?"
Right.
And like, she literally just like super straightforward about it. And like, I was like, damn, like I'm on the spot. I know I should say no. And like, I told myself before even meeting her that I'm not dating someone for like a year or two. I literally told myself that. And then I met her, felt the way I did about her.
That's
and
your just fault, continued. Because you should have said that rather than to yourself. You should have said that out loud.
I think I might have mentioned that when we first met as like friends. But my actions kind of probably did push her into like pretty much like you said, like we were dating. I don't know. It's just like I am super affectionate. I am.
Even the people you say that you're friends with, you are very affectionate.
No, I'm an affectionate person. I am. 100%. But like, here's the thing. I know how to... I know that I'm only doing that as a friend. I don't think... I don't know if they know or, like, people outside looking in can view it that way. Say that to who?
You need to say, like, this is platonic.
To who?
To people that you...
Oh, no. But I really liked her.
You need to... Yeah, I know. But if you are...
No, I get you. So, for me, I don't feel the need to say that because the people that I would say that to know already. Because, like, if I... Yeah, like, people know, like, if I don't see myself in a relationship with someone, I kind of make that clear. But if I can't see something working out, even if I feel like I shouldn't be getting into something, I let it rock. And that's where I always fuck up. So, yeah, that's the advice I would take that I give.
If I was to follow my own advice, it would just be to be honest, whether it's with myself or with whoever I'm talking to or whoever I'm with. It doesn't even have to be a relationship-wise. It could be anything. Just because sometimes you can just be dishonest just to avoid a conversation or something like that. And sometimes you can lie to yourself when there's really no reason to.
That's facts.
I'm very one of those girls.
No, I get you. It's,
I would... Yeah, I think that that's something I need to work on. Therapy.
I think it goes back to just, even if it doesn't really mean anything, at some point it kind of does, to where it's like, it's going to build up and then come back.
Oh yeah, shit will always hit the fan.
So.
It's just.
Being honest and just open about shit. Like.
Yeah.
Even if it's silly and stupid.
Or even if it's like, even if it's going to cause a problem.
It's better for that to be talked about.
Right.
Because then it's going to be a bigger problem.
Yeah.
Most likely. But yeah, no. Listen.
We definitely did not give any helpful advice.
I know, but we were semi-entertaining. And that's all that
semi
matters.
Semi is the key word here.
I don't know. Just make sure you know who you're getting into a relationship with. And love yourself. As the wrap up. That's all I really have to say to you guys. Stay safe out there. And well, don't fuck people to know if you should date them.
Okay.
And if you do, stay safe while you're
Why
doing
don't
it.
You... I was going to say, please don't slut-shame anybody.
I'm not slut-shaming anyone.
That's slut-shaming. Don't fuck anybody. No, it's not. If you're telling people not to have sex, that's slut-shaming.
Stop being so fucking sensitive, everyone.
Oh
there we go.
God.
Come at me. Not exactly. Listen, this podcast is great, okay? The host, magnificent. If you feel offended by what I said, one, you're probably too sensitive. Two, fuck off. And three, do your thing. I once tweeted, do what makes your pussy happy. So I'm not slut-shaming anyone.
Okay.
Because I'm a firm believer in that.
Well, if people would like to see where that tweet is, where can they do that?
At, once again, OMGITSAFLO, a.k.a. at OMGITSAFLOW. At everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Grindr, Bumble, Scruff. Christian Mingle.
You don't even know what Scruff is.
Farmer's Meat.
You know what Scruff is?
Nah, I'm scared. Don't tell me. I want to stay innocent for a little bit longer. And I hope y'all got y'all ass ate for Valentine's Day. I didn't get to eat any ass on Valentine's Day. But the day after I did. And I ate some great vagina.
Okay. Anyways, this has been a little too heterosexual for me. So I will catch y'all on the next episode. Thank you for tuning in as usual.
I had to listen to him tell me how.
Goodbye. It's been a little bit too good for me.